Hey everybody, Pastor Stephen Anderson here from Faithful Word Baptist Church in Tempe, Arizona with another Trinity moment, proving that the Trinity is biblical and that oneness or modalism is a lie. Today we're going to look at Acts 7, 55 and 56. The Bible reads, "But he being full of the Holy Ghost looked up steadfastly unto heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God and said, Behold, I see the heavens opened and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God." Now, this is very similar to a lot of other passages in the New Testament where we see Jesus standing on the right hand of God, or seated at the right hand of God, or it'll be stated as him seated at the right hand of the Father. Why? Because there are three that bear record in heaven. So even in heaven, there are three. So many of these Bapticostal oneness heretics have stated, oh, when you get to heaven, you're just going to see one throne, and there's just going to be one person on that throne. Well, you know what? That's a lie. Because when Stephen was allowed to see into heaven and tell us what he saw, and when John was allowed to see into heaven and tell us what he saw, that's not what they saw. The Bible tells us right here that there's God the Father seated on a throne, and then there's the Son of God standing on his right hand. So there's the Father seated on the throne, and then the Son. Okay, so they're not the same person. It's not just you get to heaven and there's just one person there to greet. No. You'll see the glory of God, and then you'll see Christ distinct from that, seated at the right hand of God.